Hi, this is Melanie from Family First.
Hi, this is Ebony Johnson, and I was calling to inform y'all that my client is in the hospital.
Okay, give me one second, please. Okay, Mr. William Johnson is in the hospital, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, is he in the ER or was he admitted?
No, he's admitted. He's been in the hospital since Friday.
Okay, since Friday. And when was he admitted?
You said what you said?
Why was he admitted?
He's diagnosed with heart failure.
Sorry, could you repeat that?
He's diagnosed with heart failure.
Oh, with heart failure. Okay. Around what time was he admitted?
Maybe about 3 o'clock, 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock in the afternoon, somewhere around there.
Okay. What's the name of the hospital?
Edmonton.
Confirm here. Okay, you said Harrisburg, right?
Harrisburg, I said Edmonton Hospital.
Okay. I'm trying to find it. Could you spell that, please?
Abington.
Okay, okay, now. All right. And was he taken by ambulance? Did you took
no,
him
by car.
There by car? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. By car.
By car. Okay. All right. We'll just I'll put the report here, and please keep me posted on any updates that you get from him. Okay.
Okay. And I have a question.
Mm-hmm.
If it's possible, do I have any PTO time that I can use to be paid for the days that he's in the hospital?
No, but I could, if you're able to, I could have our staffing team see if there's any patients available for you to you know, provide the services to home care, and that way you can still get paid because the insurance pays for your work, but if he's in the hospital, they're going to choose to pay the hospital and not us, okay?
So what about my PTO time? What is that used for?
We don't offer PTO.
You don't get PTO?
No.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Okay. Oh, are you available to, if in the case that we find a patient, to provide the services?
No, I'm okay.
Okay. Sure. Okay. Bye-bye.